USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Biden administration officials say they'll help those impacted by Hurricane Idalia for as long as it takes.
He has directed us to do everything that we can to accelerate recovery wherever people are impacted by extreme weather.
Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall told reporters that President Biden will visit areas hit hardest by the hurricane on Saturday. She added that officials will not know the full extent of the damage for several days. Idalia is now classified as a post-tropical cyclone moving back out to sea. The Biden administration proposing new regulations to eliminate the so-called gun show loophole. The rule proposed by the ATF would require anyone selling firearms in stores, gun shows, or over the internet to conduct criminal background checks on buyers. The new rule is set to go through the federal rulemaking process. President Biden says he spoke with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after the Republican appeared to freeze up during a press conference this week. Biden acknowledged McConnell had suffered a concussion several months ago. Kentucky's governor, in the meantime, is brushing off questions about whether it's time to seek a replacement for the 81-year-old Republican senator. The 84-year-old man who shot a black teenager named Ralph Yarl for knocking on his door will stand trial in Missouri.
Andrew Lester is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. A judge ruled that enough evidence exists and Lester will go to trial. Yarl testified in the preliminary hearing, and attorneys presented a 911 call from Lester after he shot Yarl. I'm Brian Shook.
14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend. The TSA bracing for a high volume of travelers Friday through Wednesday, September 6th. National average gas prices may also hit a record high over the holiday weekend. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Texas's restrictions on sexually explicit shows in front of children on hold for now. A federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order, keeping the law from going into effect this week. The ACLU says the ban is a violation of free speech rights. The bill's backers disagree and say it's specifically tailored to protect kids from sexually oriented performances. Among other things, the legislation prohibits any performers from using sexually explicit prosthetics in public. Opponents say the language is so broad it could affect Broadway shows and football cheerleaders. The front page of the Daily Tar Heel Wednesday covered in text messages sent and received by UNC students amidst a shooting there.
This comes as a graduate student allegedly killed a professor on Monday during an hours-long lockdown. The paper's student team came up with the idea. Some of the messages read, "Are you safe? Where are you? And can you hear any gunshots? Please stay safe." The paper's student print managing editor, Caitlin Yaidi, told CNN that the idea came about as they discussed ideas to communicate to people the emotions the students felt. In Raleigh, I'm Lisa Taylor.
Taylor Swift is giving fans who missed out on tickets to her Eras Tour a chance to experience it at the movies. The singer-songwriter will release Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour film, in theaters October 13th. AMC Theaters says the concert film will play at all of its U.S. locations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?